Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1665, air date March 10th, 2026.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to look at how turmeric helps support women's health. We'll talk about its main active compounds and understand in a simple way how they work together to support wellness, balance, and long-term health. This is going to be an engaging session where we take a closer look at the molecular profile of turmeric and examine the key pathways involved in the development of women's overall wellness. So let's begin and understand what this is all about. Turmeric, commonly known as the golden spice, is not only a popular culinary ingredient, but also a well-known medicinal plant. Traditionally, it has been used to help manage conditions affecting the skin, upper respiratory tract, joints, and digestive system. Turmeric is obtained from the root of curcuma longa, which belongs to the ginger family. Its main bioactive compounds, known as curcuminoids, are widely acknowledged for their therapeutic properties and health-promoting effects. Importantly, both turmeric and its curcuminoids are classified by the FDA as generally recognized as safe. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a systems science framework. This method enables us to examine all the interconnected parts, revealing the broader picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way to think, and it's something anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we move ahead, I'd like to share a short video with you. As more people join me in understanding systems thinking and the systems approach, this will help lay the foundation and set the context for what we're about to explore next. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And systems health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today we'll be exploring turmeric, a potent medicinal herb, and how it plays a vital role in improving and supporting women's health. I hope you enjoyed that video. I want to sincerely thank our Cytosolve team for putting it together. We do this as a service to help people truly understand nature as an interconnected system and to recognize that food can be powerful medicine. When you take a systems approach, you start to see things more clearly and gain a deeper, more accurate understanding of how the body and the world around us actually work. All right, let's move forward. What drives everything we do at Truth Freedom Health, at Cytosolve, and across all our initiatives, and honestly, everything I personally commit to, is the awareness that people in positions of power are causing real harm. And this isn't an exaggeration. When you look at global data, you see that human lifespan is actually declining. That's the reality we're dealing with, and it's exactly why this work is so important. The curvature of lifespan is going down, while the cost of living, meaning people's basic ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you look at this graph in a calm, unemotional, and detached way, it becomes very clear that the people who have driven these trends have no real interest in you as a human being. The outcomes show that human well-being has not been their priority, and this didn't just start 5 or 10 years ago. When you step back and look at the data, you can see this pattern has been unfolding for at least the last 50 to 60 years. It has persisted across those on the left and the right, people who call themselves independents, and those who claim to be agents of change. Despite their different labels, the results are the same. All of these forces operate top down. They emerge from what I call the swarm. For those who want to understand that concept more deeply, I encourage you to explore shattertheswarm.com. The key point is this: those in power are not genuinely invested in your health or your longevity because they do not live the same reality as the rest of us. So the real question becomes personal. When you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to do it for you. And believing that voting for one figure or another will suddenly fix this is simply not realistic. Even my own run for president was never about saving anyone. It was about giving people the tools to save themselves. That's what all of this work is about. Whether I'm talking about turmeric, neem, election integrity, or anything else, it is all driven by this same fundamental curve. This decline didn't come from one single cause, and it won't be fixed by tweaking one small thing. This is a systems problem, and only a systems approach can truly address it. Now, what has driven this decline is not a single factor, but a convergence of several major forces. One of the most significant has been the systematic weakening of the immune system within the healthcare space, alongside growing environmental challenges that make access to clean, healthy food increasingly difficult. These two pressures alone place enormous strain on human health and resilience. During the so-called pandemic in early 2020, I focused on educating people about one central truth. The human body is a system. The conversation was never about being pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. It was about understanding and strengthening the immune system. That systems-based education gave people practical tools to protect themselves, because real health does not come from isolated interventions, but from supporting the whole system. At the same time, food quality has continued to deteriorate, making it harder for people to nourish their bodies properly. Beyond healthcare and nutrition, the education system itself has been under sustained stress. System science is largely absent, replaced by reductionist thinking, and in many cases, misleading science. People are no longer taught how to truly observe, think critically, or solve problems, whether at an individual, organizational, or societal level. As a result, many come to rely on governments or external authorities to solve problems for them. This is compounded by failures in governance, economic instability, poor financial education, and widening income inequality. Together, these interconnected failures explain why this curve exists and why it must be addressed as a systems problem, not as isolated issues. So, Truth Freedom Health, my systems-based creation, is built around education, community, and structured courses. It's a platform designed as a solution, one that takes a true systems approach to empower you to understand your health and ultimately help yourself. The reality is, no one else is coming to save us. We have to equip ourselves with the right knowledge and tools to take control of our own well-being. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for Truth Freedom Health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on essentially worthless things. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you're interested, you can visit truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursday, we host two open houses, one at 11 a.m. and another at 8 p.m. There's absolutely no cost to join. It's a space where we bring together incredible people from all walks of life, many of whom share their personal journeys into understanding systems and taking control of their health and future. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, that's 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. every Thursday. You can RSVP right now by visiting vashiva.com/orientation. We'd love to have you join us this Thursday and be part of the conversation. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal all together. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a Leadership Training Institute and a Systems Health Institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products, and by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about turmeric, or when I talk about ginger, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So, the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on turmeric, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to turmeric on women's health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way, you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on turmeric on women's health.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge. We'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First, we'll give you a clear background on turmeric, what it is, what women's health really means, and why women's health issues arise based on what we understand today. From there, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary scientific platform that allows us to innovate solutions using food, grounded in systems science rather than guesswork. We'll also share our broader initiative. This is a fundamentally different approach, and quite frankly, there is no other way to solve these problems. While today's focus is on turmeric, that doesn't mean turmeric will work for everyone. Women's health is a highly complex systems problem, which is exactly why no one has truly cracked the code until now. What we are doing is making real progress by applying a systems approach. We'll then dive into how turmeric supports women's health, discuss appropriate amounts, and most importantly, address the reality of whether it's right for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll share how you can be part of this initiative and participate in building these solutions together. As I mentioned earlier, turmeric, often called the golden spice, is much more than just a regular kitchen ingredient. It's actually a well-known medicinal plant with a long history of traditional use. Traditionally, it has been used to support women's health, respiratory function, joint comfort, and digestive balance. Turmeric is derived from the root of Curcuma longa, which belongs to the ginger family. Its main active compounds, called curcuminoids, are responsible for many of its well-recognized health benefits. Importantly, both turmeric and its curcuminoids are classified by the FDA as generally recognized as safe. When we look at its traditional uses, turmeric has been part of medicinal remedies around the world for centuries. In fact, its use in Indian culture goes back nearly 4,000 years. As a key ingredient in traditional Indian medicine, turmeric has long been believed to purify the blood, support skin health, boost energy, improve digestion, help regulate menstruation, and even assist in managing gallstones. In addition to its role in Indian medicine, turmeric has also been widely used in other traditional systems. In traditional Chinese medicine, it has been used to help manage conditions associated with abdominal pain. Similarly, in the Yunani system of medicine, turmeric has been used to expel excess kapha and support better blood circulation by helping to open up the blood vessels. So let's now shift our focus to women's health. When we talk about women's health, we're really focusing on some of the major concerns that affect women. This includes reproductive health conditions such as PCOS, as well as issues like breast cancer and premenstrual syndrome. First, let's talk about PCOS, a common hormonal disorder that affects many women of reproductive age. Although the exact cause isn't fully understood, we do know that genetic predisposition and metabolic factors such as type 2 diabetes can significantly increase the risk. PCOS often presents with a range of symptoms, including irregular menstrual cycles, difficulties with fertility, acne, excessive facial or body hair, and weight gain. Recognizing and properly managing these symptoms is essential for improving overall health and quality of life in women. Next, let's look at breast cancer, a condition in which abnormal breast cells begin to grow uncontrollably and form tumors. This disease can arise from mutations in key genes such as BRCA1/2 and PALB2. It can also be influenced by external factors, including radiation exposure, obesity, and alcohol use. Common symptoms include a noticeable breast lump or thickening, changes in the size, shape, or overall appearance of the breast, alterations in the nipple, and, in some cases, bloody discharge from the nipple. Early detection and awareness of these signs are critical for timely treatment and better outcomes. Now, when we talk specifically about premenstrual syndrome, or PMS, we're referring to a condition that involves both physical and psychological symptoms. It typically causes significant discomfort and can interfere with daily functioning, especially during the luteal phase of the menstrual cycle. PMS symptoms tend to occur alongside the natural hormonal fluctuations of the cycle, particularly when there is a hormonal imbalance, such as relatively higher estrogen levels and lower progesterone levels. Women experiencing PMS may report symptoms like weight gain, abdominal and back pain, lower back discomfort, headaches. In addition, other symptoms include breast swelling and tenderness, irritability, anger, fatigue, restlessness, mood swings, and episodes of crying. When it comes to managing PCOS, the approach usually involves a combination of lifestyle changes and medical treatment. Regular exercise and a low-carbohydrate diet are often recommended to help restore metabolic balance. Alongside that, medications such as metformin, thyroxine, contraceptive pills, and anti-androgens are used to address specific hormonal and metabolic imbalances. In more advanced situations, laparoscopic ovarian surgery may also be considered. Similarly, for breast cancer, the main treatment strategies include surgery, chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and hormone therapy. Each of these interventions is designed to remove the tumor or control its growth to improve long-term outcomes. And when we talk about premenstrual syndrome, management options can include gonadotropin-releasing hormone, or GnRH, agonists, spironolactone, contraceptive pills, as well as dietary and nutritional modifications to help reduce symptom severity. Now, when we look at the data, it really shows how widespread these conditions are among women across the world. PCOS affects an estimated 8 to 13% of women of reproductive age, making it one of the most common hormonal disorders globally. Breast cancer continues to be a major health concern as well, with around 2.3 million women diagnosed each year, and nearly 47.8% of women experience premenstrual syndrome. These numbers clearly highlight how significant these conditions are, and they emphasize the importance of understanding them better and exploring effective ways to support women's health. Now, let's take a closer look at how turmeric, with its unique combination of bioactive compounds, can potentially play an important role in supporting women's health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field, but we're applying this to everything. So we thought, why not apply the same approach to women's health too? To give you a clearer picture, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and exactly how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. Right now, you can see that we're working across a wide range of health, disease, and wellness areas. We have several formulations in development, each at different stages, from phase 1 through phase 6. In phase 6, we've already created two very powerful products and made 4 key discoveries that have received patents. In phase 4, we're actively conducting screenings across 7 areas, while in 9 other areas, we're focused on modeling. Additionally, 5 areas are in publication development, and 9 more are advancing through systems architecture work. And the exciting part is that all of you can get involved. We'll be enabling opportunities to contribute, whether through donations or in some cases participating in spin-offs of these projects. We're now entering the initial phase, known as systems architecture, and today I'll be sharing some key insights from this stage with you. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We developed the complete systems architecture, and then we went ahead and published it. Then we carried out the in silico modeling. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries. First, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a disease affecting nearly 500 million people. We did this using Cytosolve with no external funding. Then we published our findings, completed the detailed modeling, and examined a wide range of natural foods. Through this process, we identified effective combinations of ingredients, and then we brought them together. Through this process, we were fortunate enough to make a significant discovery, where we actually found a combination of natural ingredients that could target osteoarthritis at the molecular level. And we found 2 very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. To validate our findings, we didn't just publish them, we also secured a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it, but we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet, and that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to women's health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across 4 decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away, and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. So head over to mv25.life, what we call the momentum to move. Ordering this product can help support you personally, and at the same time, it's a way to contribute to everything we're building and advancing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're also firmly committed to being against animal testing in all our work. Using the same systems-based approach, we created K9701, a whole health supplement for pets. It combines 15 to 20 natural ingredients to support overall well-being, and you can get it as the whole health pet supplement. We've also developed Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends, each targeting a specific area of health: Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femininity Tea, and Immunity. Now, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a special collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall wellness. This range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. Since we're talking about women's health, I'd suggest Femininity Tea. It's our carefully crafted herbal blend, and it's an excellent choice for supporting women's health and overall well-being. Our latest line focuses on immunity. The first product, D3K2 Magnesium, combines vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate, backed by decades of research, to strengthen and maintain your immune foundation. Building on this, zinc copper quercetin delivers a synergistic blend of well-studied nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. Right now, our Cytosolve Women's Health Initiative is in the systems architecture phase, which means there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to get involved. We're open sourcing our knowledge and processes so that you can actively participate and contribute. Let me take a moment to go back and walk you through this again. In phase one, we start by mapping the systems architecture of women's health. At this stage, we focus on the feedback loop between inflammation-induced cell death and triple-negative breast cancer, a major global concern for women's health. By examining how these processes influence each other, we can see how addressing one can positively impact the other. Understanding this connection at a systems level sets the stage for identifying molecular targets and potential natural or synthetic interventions in the next phases of the pipeline. We're actually going down to the root of the problem. We're starting fresh, looking at all the research to truly understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model that targets just one pathway, we take a holistic, systems-based approach to support women's health. This slide shows how chronic inflammation and triple-negative breast cancer reinforce one another. On the left, inflammation-induced cell death is driven by TNF-alpha signaling, which activates NF-kappa-B and leads to continuous production of inflammatory molecules like nitric oxide. Over time, this chronic inflammation causes cell damage and disrupts normal signaling. On the right, we see how these disruptions feed directly into pathways that drive TNBC, such as PI3K/AKT, RAF/MEK/ERK, and cell cycle regulators. Persistent inflammation accelerates mutations, weakens DNA repair, and promotes uncontrolled growth. Together, this forms a feedback loop where inflammation promotes cancer development and cancer further amplifies inflammation. Understanding this connection helps us identify molecular targets for natural or synthetic interventions in the next phases of the pipeline. In understanding the systems architecture of women's health, we look at the many different factors that play a role, from genetics and hormones to lifestyle and diet, things like insulin resistance, thyroid function, stress, smoking, or even high-carb diets all have an impact on overall health outcomes. By seeing how these pieces connect, we can build a stronger foundation for developing targeted solutions. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support and improve women's overall wellness. The potential ingredients considered for combination screening include Acuranthes aspera, Gymnema sylvester, black cohosh, Dong Quai, Echinacea, evening primrose, fenugreek, German chamomile, ginger, ginseng, maca, red clover, ginkgo, shatavari, turmeric, valerian root, black cumin, cinnamon, sesame, ashwagandha, Morinda officinalis, aloe vera, pomegranate, flax seeds, and wheatgrass. Each of these is evaluated for its individual and synergistic effects before moving forward to the discovery and patent stage. There are 25 ingredients here, each with data supporting its benefits. The challenge, and the reason there's been no breakthrough, is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today we're going to focus on turmeric, one of the 25 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve women's health. Through our CytoSolve analysis, we found that over the past 148 years, turmeric has been the subject of 8,165 research articles and 292 clinical trials, highlighting its extensive study and recognized importance in both scientific and clinical research. Now let's take a look at the composition of turmeric. There are 30 key molecules found in turmeric. While over 100 compounds have been identified in turmeric, the ones most relevant to our current study and most extensively researched fall into four main categories: minerals, vitamins, essential oils, and phytochemicals. Turmeric provides 10 essential minerals, including calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, zinc, copper, manganese, and selenium. In addition to these minerals, turmeric also provides important vitamins, including vitamin C, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, vitamin E, vitamin K, folate, and choline. Beyond basic nutrition, turmeric is rich in essential oils, including aromatic and beta-turmerone, eucalyptol, alpha-zingiberine, and alpha-pinene. It also contains key phytochemicals, including curcumin, turmerinol A and B, gallic acid, and quercetin. Here are the structures of the key active compounds in turmeric, including curcumin, turmerinol A and B, gallic acid, aromatic turmerone, alpha-pinene, and alpha-zingiberine. Each of these compounds plays a vital role in turmeric's therapeutic potential. Now let's turn to the key biological effects of turmeric. Here are the 9 major biological effects of turmeric, showcasing its truly remarkable versatility. Turmeric demonstrates a broad spectrum of actions, including hypoglycemic, anti-inflammatory, digestive stimulant, anti-tumor, wound healing, antioxidant, hepatoprotective, antidepressive, and antimicrobial effects. Together, these diverse benefits clearly illustrate why turmeric is considered one of the most powerful and valuable medicinal plants, valued across both traditional healing systems and modern scientific research. Now let's move on to explore its health benefits. Turmeric is celebrated for a broad range of health benefits that extend well beyond women's health. Studies indicate it may help in managing obesity, arthritis, oxidative stress, depression, diabetes, cancer, women's health issues, jaundice, inflammation, and respiratory conditions. Taken together, these effects make turmeric a highly versatile natural remedy with wide-reaching therapeutic potential. Now let's take a look at what we've discovered through our combination screening process. Specifically, we'll focus on the findings related to turmeric. Once again, we're sharing original research. Let's take a closer look at what's really happening at the biological level. Here we can see that turmeric, particularly its key bioactive compound, curcumin, may help in managing PCOS through its anti-hyperandrogenic effects. Hyperandrogenism refers to a condition where women have higher than normal levels of male hormones, and this is one of the hallmark features of PCOS. Stress can further worsen this condition by increasing the production of hormones like LH, estradiol, and testosterone, which contribute to the hyperandrogenic state and play a role in the development of PCOS. Curcumin, the active compound in turmeric, is believed to support hormonal balance by stimulating the production of progesterone and follicle-stimulating hormone, or FSH. Together, these effects may help reduce hyperandrogenism, thereby supporting better control of PCOS symptoms and promoting overall women's health. Here we see another important way turmeric may help with premenstrual syndrome through its anti-inflammatory effects. When the body is under stress, certain signals activate IKK kinase, which then triggers the movement of NF-kappa-B into the nucleus of the cell. Once inside the nucleus, NF-kappa-B binds to specific DNA regions and turns on genes involved in inflammation. This includes genes like COX2, which leads to the production of prostaglandin E2 or PGE2, molecules that contribute to inflammation and pain, including the chronic discomfort often experienced during PMS. Curcumin, the active compound in turmeric, helps by inhibiting NF-kappa-B activity. By reducing this inflammatory signaling pathway, curcumin may help ease PMS symptoms and support overall women's health. Building on its anti-hyperandrogenic and anti-inflammatory effects, turmeric may also play a supportive role in breast cancer through its anti-cancer activity. Triple-negative breast cancer, or TNBC, is a common and aggressive subtype that can be particularly challenging to treat. At the molecular level, when the PI3K pathway is activated, it stimulates AKT. Activated AKT then phosphorylates and inhibits GSK3-beta, which leads to the stabilization of beta-catenin. Once stabilized, beta-catenin can move into the nucleus and switch on genes that promote cell growth, invasion, and metastasis, key processes involved in the progression of TNBC. Curcumin has been shown to reduce the activity of AKT and GSK3-beta, which may help limit beta-catenin-mediated signaling. By interfering with these pathways, curcumin may potentially suppress cellular growth, invasion, and metastasis, thereby supporting better outcomes in TNBC and contributing to overall women's health. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out GynoSolve is going to do. We're right here in the first phase of systems architecture. So now how can you help with this and be part of the solution? If you're interested, you can actually get involved. You can take down this link and set up a time to meet with us. Whether you want to support this initiative or learn more, there are opportunities to actively participate. We're taking a very systematic approach to this process. Additionally, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can also schedule meetings to discuss them directly with us. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for warrior scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of system science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. CytoSolve, offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at turmeric, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that turmeric has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Now let's look at some clinical evidence. Curcumin, the key active compound in turmeric, has been shown to reduce triglyceride levels in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And interestingly, it performs even better than the standard medication, metformin. As you can see in this bar graph, subjects on a high-fat diet experienced elevated triglyceride levels. Both curcumin and metformin brought these levels down, but curcumin achieved a stronger reduction, matching or even exceeding the effect of metformin. This highlights turmeric's real therapeutic potential in metabolic health. Building on its impressive metabolic benefits, turmeric also demonstrates powerful protective effects against breast cancer. Here, the bar graph highlights how curcumin, turmeric's key active compound, can significantly reduce EGFR levels, a critical factor in breast cancer progression. Remarkably, curcumin's effect is very close to that of somatostatin, a standard reference treatment. This underscores curcumin's potential as a natural, highly effective therapeutic agent, showing that the benefits of turmeric extend far beyond general health into targeted disease prevention and support. Here's another piece of data highlighting turmeric's cardiometabolic benefits. Turmeric has been shown to significantly reduce serum total cholesterol levels, performing similarly or even better than atorvastatin. As shown in this table, compared to subjects on a high-fat diet, turmeric alone lowered serum cholesterol more effectively than atorvastatin alone. Interestingly, when turmeric and atorvastatin are combined, the reduction becomes even more pronounced, demonstrating a synergistic effect that could have meaningful implications for heart health. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a women's health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be wondering, if turmeric is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The truth is, there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works incredibly well for one person may have little to no effect on another. It really comes down to finding the right solution for the right individual at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for arthritis, a 2011 study reported that taking 8 to 60 grams of fresh turmeric root 3 times daily can significantly reduce symptoms and support joint health. When it comes to dyspepsia, the same research demonstrated that 1.3 to 3 grams of turmeric root is effective in improving digestive comfort and reducing gastrointestinal discomfort. For cardioprotective benefits, administering 100 milligrams per kilogram of turmeric for 1 month was shown to support heart health and improve cardiovascular function. To help alleviate depression, a dose of 560 milligrams per kilogram of turmeric provided measurable improvements in mood and mental well-being. And for ulcer management, taking 300 milligrams of turmeric 5 times daily for 4 weeks effectively reduced ulcer symptoms and supported healing. This clearly illustrates that turmeric's therapeutic potential spans multiple systems, from joints and digestion to heart, mood, and gastrointestinal health. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician. But the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if turmeric is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Turmeric helps restore balance in the body by supporting and stabilizing all three doshas, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where turmeric may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for women's health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To summarize our discussion on turmeric and women's health. First, curcumin from turmeric may help reduce the hyperandrogenic state, which plays a key role in PCOS. By helping to balance hormones, it may support better control of PCOS symptoms and overall women's health. Second, curcumin inhibits NF-kappa-B activity, a major driver of inflammation. By calming this inflammatory pathway, it may help ease PMS symptoms and improve overall well-being. And finally, curcumin has shown the potential to reduce AKT and GSK3 beta signaling, which are involved in cellular growth and metastasis in triple-negative breast cancer. By modulating these pathways, curcumin may help limit tumor progression and support women's health. And we are right now in Gynosolve, which is a new spin-out at the first phase of systems architecture. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. And with that, we wrap up our discussion on the benefits of turmeric for women's health. Today, we took a systems approach, exploring the intersection of health, science, and even societal factors. If you want to get smarter, healthier, and stronger, I encourage you to get involved with Truth Freedom Health. One of the most powerful ways to support both yourself and this mission is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared many opportunities to take action, and I hope you found this session valuable. For those who joined late, today's focus was turmeric and women's health, and this is part of an ongoing series that will continue. Stay engaged, support your own advancement, and remember, everything we do here is designed to empower your growth and well-being. Be well, and thank you.